It's another gloomy and cool day across the Northeast. Temperatures today are running about 15 to 20 degrees below what is normal for this time of year. So while we typically are reaching for the shorts here in mid to late July, it's another long pants kind of day. And clouds have lingered through much of the day as well, though at least it's not as damp as yesterday. Yesterday we had that steady, moderate to heavy rain at times through the first part of the day, then a few showers and thunderstorms yesterday afternoon into the evening hours. Today there's a few showers and spots, but by and large, there have been many gaps between those raindrops. Moving ahead, conditions will remain on the cool side tonight. We'll target lows that will be mainly in the 50s, though we're likely to see some 40s, especially across the high terrain of the Adirondacks and likely the Green. So it's another chilly night across the area. We'll see partly cloudy skies trending to turn clearer later on, and some areas of locally dense fog are likely to form later tonight, especially near bodies of water. But even away from bodies of water, we're likely to see at least some patches of locally dense fog. So we'll have some fog around early tomorrow, but we'll actually have high pressure building in, meaning the clouds clear out. We'll have some sunshine, so the sunshine will help to burn off that fog rather early. And we're looking for a nice day tomorrow, nice change from what we've had the past couple of days. We'll see sunshine, a couple of clouds in the mix, and it's going to be a much warmer day tomorrow, back close to average, with temperatures running in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. And then on Thursday, temperatures again will be up into the 70s to near 80, but an approaching front is likely to bring us at least some showers, maybe a few thunderstorms, especially later in the day on Thursday. So once we get into Thursday afternoon, we're more likely to see a couple of raindrops, especially north and west of the capital region. Some showers and storms are likely to come through Thursday night, and a few showers and thunderstorms may linger into Friday. There could even be some damp weather for a period of time on Friday, especially along the I-90 corridor and points south. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon time, with highs in the 70s to around 80. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially from the capital region south and east, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.